Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Thanks for having us.
Dina, let's start with you. For those of us who have never been in a music recording studio, what does it look like? What takes place there? What is it like?
Basically, it's a facility that allows you to record music, vocals, production, songwriting, everything that has to do with making a song. Now with the digital stuff going on, anything can be a studio, really, if you have a microphone, Pro Tools, and some speakers.
But there's often a lot of people coming in and out, and the music industry is known for being a late night.
True.
So, and one of the things that Councilmember Moore has said is that some of her constituents have said that there's noise and commotion going on late at night. That is the case generally, right?
If it's a properly built studio, you shouldn't hear much noise coming out of there. That might be just the people hanging out outside. I think she might be a little mistaken on where that noise is coming from sometimes.
Tricky, you have seen Atlanta's reputation in the music industry skyrocket. You have been a studio owner here since 1994. Place Atlanta's music industry today in a broader historical context.
The music industry here has grown tremendously. When I came here in the early 90s, you know, we had LaFace Records here. We had Jermaine Dupri and Dallas Austin that were putting a huge footprint out there globally in music. And essentially, it became the attraction. And we were able to take the greatest talent coming from the Southeast region in particular and almost guarantee the fact that they would show up here before they would show up to New York or L.A. It's been really, really great. And it's grown tremendously. The whole music industry has brought such a light to our city, you know, that it eventually got to the point where the film industry wanted to be part of it. So, you know, we're extremely proud of that.
And music studios here are different from other cities, I understand. How is that?
The difference between what's going on here is that the producers and the owners of these businesses are people that you know. So I've always been able to go into Silent Sound and not just be a client, or go to Dina Martell's studio and know that 12 Studios is there, or go to DARP and know that Dallas Austin was there, or, you know, my studio as being a producer. It's actual faces, it's actual people.
And it's a tight-knit community. And I just want to add that Atlanta in general has just this special creative sauce that no other city has. And I think that's why we've been the leader in pop culture, trends, dances, music, especially on the urban side for probably like 20 years now.
So, Dina, Councilmember Moore has said that she's going to be proposing some amendments to her legislation.
Great.
That would reduce the area in the music studio that would be required to be soundproofed. Another that it would lower the distance to 300 feet between the studio and a residence. But do you think that that's enough?
No, those are great amendments, because when I think she actually created the ordinance, she didn't really have a great understanding of how the music business operates, especially studios. And so we were pushing for her to make these amendments, because if this ordinance does get passed, at least the amendments will make sense. But we are urging the council people to really vote no, because we believe this is going to hinder growth in the music industry and for Atlanta in general. And so we really don't want this to pass at all.
Currently, city leaders don't have the legal authority to shut down a business, even if there are a lot of noise violations. Let's hear what she said this week.
We don't have a mechanism in the city to shut down a business. So there's absolutely nothing that can be done other than what is being done now, and that is to call the police.
Do you think that the city has a right to say, you know, if some bad stuff is going on at a music studio, we should be able to come in and shut it down, or are current noise ordinances enough?
I think from that standpoint, it's just you don't know where the noise is coming from. And there's so many people that are going to just round things up to what they think is going on in a particular area. But mm-hmm. It does not mean that that noise that they're hearing is coming from the place that they think it's coming from. And when you deal with bars, you deal with gas stations, you deal with patrons of people coming in and out. I don't know why she thinks that studios are making noise. Most people stay inside the studio. No one's ever trying to be outside the studio. Everybody wants to be in the studio.
Right.
And once you go in there, it is a quiet environment. There's not sound coming out of these buildings. And I just think this whole thing is just a little bit overreaction. And from my standpoint, I don't even want to listen to the legislation and the amendments that she's made, because for me, it's a full rejection, because it's an overreaction to
crime, really, is
well,
the issue.
Well, let's get into that. Yeah. What do you mean
they
by
need
that?
To be targeting crime, and not, it's not the music business, it's not the studio owners, it's not the guest at the studio. It is crime that you should be targeting. That's what's causing all the issues, and that's why in her district there was such a big hoopla going on. And, you know, it's really a crime issue. Atlanta has some crime issues that they need to address.
And everything's just being swept into, you know, into this ordinance. And it's, I don't think we have even have a clear understanding of what it is and who it is. And if there's multiple violations to, you know, a particular business, yes, I think you should be able to regulate individual businesses if they have a problem. But let's just first make sure that the businesses that we're talking about are the right businesses.
Oftentimes it's in the parking lot of a building and then it's just tagged onto the studio. They don't even know if that person was in the studio or not in the studio. They just attach it because the easiest thing to do is to attach it to hip hop culture. And Tricky makes such a great point all the time. He's like, people always want to make Atlanta always hip hop and urban, but he's been making pop hits for quite some time. Justin Bieber's first and biggest single. I mean, one of his biggest singles.
I do pop music for the most part. You know, I'm talking about, I do Katy Perry here. I do Mariah Carey here, Beyonce. Like, there is no noise outside of my studio. And the studios that I go to, I know for fact that these owners of these studios make sure that their guests are extremely respectful.
The real music industry doesn't want to be around other people. They want to be secluded in their own studio, to be quite honest with you. So they're not just out on the streets, you know, hanging out, making music. That's not how it works.
And the other thing is that even in this legislation, there's so much that they're not talking about where they say be this far away from a resident and this and that. The truth of the matter is every day we're restructuring the city and people are moving into areas where these studios are, you know, because they want to be in the cool spot. So when I first got my building, there was nothing within miles of me. There was nothing.
Just true.
To be around. And now there's complexes, apartment complexes around. So from that standpoint, should they have to check with us if we were there? We're the ones that came here and that are part of bringing these economic booms to the city in the first place of why it's attractive.
I want to go back to a point that you made, Dina, that this is a larger conversation about the culture of hip hop.
Yeah.
Elaborate on what you were saying about that this is sort of an attack on the people and the image of hip hop, which on the other side is actually what Atlanta is proud of. We're proud of our hip hop. So it's kind of a double-edged sword.
It's so weird because I think that we love all the perks that we get with creating hip hop here and being known for it as being a hip hop city. But then at the same time, we don't want to embrace the music business here. We kind of like shun it whenever it's convenient for us. So it's like, are you with us or not? Are you against us? You know, which one is it? Because you get so many perks from the music that's made here, the celebrities that move here, the money that's generated, which I don't know, it's in the billions of dollars.
The value of Atlanta's music industry is how much?
$4 billion annually. We're trying to get it to $10 billion. You know, I think that's a good number.
What is that threshold?
Well, I mean, that's what Austin, Texas, that's what Nashville, that's about what they average, you know. But there's so much more that goes into their music industry and so much more appreciation that they have.
Nashville, they embrace and love their music industry there. It's like with us, they're like, oh, okay, that's cool, but no, we're not going to support you in any way. As a matter of fact, we're going to create ordinances that hinder your growth, that don't make sense to your industry, that cause issues for people that have been working here quietly for so many years. And it's not fair.
Yeah, we're trying to grow our entertainment industry. We're not trying to make it smaller. And the big thing about this is not just the fact that we're studio owners. It's about the people that come here are also entrepreneurs. So we're talking about people that came here, started very successful businesses, and are able to employ lots of people, whether it's through touring, whether it's through management groups, whether it's through the actual staffs that are at studios. And, you know, you look at a city like Austin where it's completely the opposite and they don't have nearly the amount of star power and things that we do. The musicians there get free health care.
And not to mention the education piece with the interns that come in, the students that we get. I'm connected to the Recording Connection. They send aspiring engineers to get hands-on experience at the studio. You're teaching the next generation of
This is where the kids get their credits from for school, is coming to our businesses and getting their education. So,
and not to mention I'm a minority female entrepreneur in the city.
Do you think that if Atlanta's record industry weren't hip-hop, you'd be having the same problems?
Probably not. I think anytime you put a face to anything, I think for Nashville, for Austin, it may be different because hip-hop is something that your kids know. It's not something that the people that are putting together the ordinance
understands.
That they understand. So I think there's just it's a generational thing a little bit, because this is the music that's speaking loudest and clears to
millennials.
To millennials, and this is the new rock and roll. Whenever there's a face to something and people don't like this, then, you know, it's a little bit different. But if they're making your favorite songs, like if we were all here producing Celine Dion and Adele, it'd probably be a completely different dynamic.
Absolutely. And in hip-hop in general, I mean, people just, it gets a bad rap, no pun intended. You know, oftentimes people are looking at hip-hop. Hip-hop's not meant to raise your children. You have to raise your own children. This is entertainment. This is what the children like to listen to. We're not, you know, we're not here to raise your kid when we make hip-hop music.
As a result of this now public debate we're having about music studios in Atlanta, is there any kind of self-policing that you might be doing with other studio owners?
Yeah. Right now, because we feel like we're under attack, we are definitely
joined together
tighter than we've ever been. This is our first bit of adversity. You know, we've been here for years operating successful businesses. And for the most part, it's the kind of thing that is so private. We don't want people to know where we are. It's not the other way around. You know,
we've got the celebrities.
People are trying to find out where we are.
Yeah.
And we're trying to be as quiet as possible. But at this particular time, with us having this adversity, we definitely, of the people who feel like we are the backbone of this industry, have definitely been spending a lot of time through text messages, through emails, through telephone calls, and through support, just really getting an understanding of what's really going on and making sure that we can get out in front of this, because we all suffer from the idea that how we all grew up. This is an attack on that mentality of get a real job, have a backup plan. People don't know that this is legitimate business with legitimate executives.
Because it always looks fun.
They think it's fun.
They think it's a big party.
This is a business, you know.
Music and business.
We're being put in this position. So right now we're having to take off our creative hats and spend way too much time and dealing with this. So.
And also we're urging everybody to write letters into their local districts, to their council people, writing letters basically saying why they're against this ordinance and why they don't think it should pass.
Well, I want to thank both of you very much for taking the time to come in and talk to me about this.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for having us.
Super important issue.